Renting a property involves various legal aspects to protect both landlords or property managers and tenants. One crucial element is the security deposit, a sum of money paid by the tenant to secure the performance of their obligations during the tenancy. In this blog post, we'll delve into the legalities surrounding tenant security deposits, focusing on the key provisions outlined in the Landlord and Tenant Act 2022. 1. Limitations on the amount of security deposit. According to the law, a landlord is permitted to request a security deposit, but with specific limitations. Notably, a landlord cannot demand more than one security deposit, and the amount should not exceed the equivalent of 1 month's rent or 1/12th of the annual rent, whichever is less. These restrictions are in place to ensure that tenants are not burdened with excessive upfront costs. 2. Terms and conditions for withholding the security deposit. It is imperative for landlords to communicate the terms and conditions governing the withholding of the security deposit. This information must be provided to the tenant in writing. The law recognizes that there are legitimate reasons for withholding a security deposit, such as unpaid rent or damage beyond normal wear and tear. However, it emphasizes that normal wear and tear resulting from the ordinary use of the premises should not be a basis for withholding the deposit. 3. Receipt for the security deposit. Transparency is key in landlord-tenant relationships. To ensure accountability, landlords are required to provide tenants with a written receipt for the security deposit. This receipt should detail the amount received, the date of receipt, and the purpose of the deposit. This documentation serves as a safeguard for both parties, preventing disputes over the initial deposit amount. 4. Transfer of security deposit in case of landlord changes. In situations where the status of the landlord changes during a tenancy, such as through a property sale or transfer, the security deposit must be transferred to the new landlord. The successor landlord is also obligated to notify the tenant of this change. This provision ensures that the tenant's security remains intact even if there is a change in property ownership. 5. Foreclosure and tenant deposits. In cases where the tenant's premises are foreclosed upon, the law requires that the security deposit be promptly transferred to the successor owner after the foreclosure sale or transfer. If this transfer does not occur, the foreclosed upon owner must promptly refund the full deposit to the tenant. This provision safeguards tenants in situations where property ownership changes due to foreclosure. Get access to the complete text of the Landlord and Tenant Act of 2022 by clicking here. Conclusion: understanding the legal framework surrounding tenant security deposits is crucial for both landlords or property managers and tenants. By adhering to these regulations, landlords can maintain transparency and trust with their tenants, while tenants can protect their rights and financial interests. It is advisable for both parties to be aware of their rights and responsibilities to foster a harmonious and legally compliant landlord-tenant relationship.